My name is Katia Aurelian. I'm a Rosh practitioner. This dictation is for Ruth Woodard, RUTHWOODARD. This patient was seen on the 28th of November, 2022. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2, the CKD has remained stable and is likely associated with nephrosclerosis related to hypertension, related to hyperlipidemia, prediabetes, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 15 from 15, creatinine of 0.92 from 1.04, and a GFR of greater than 60 from 58. There is an insignificant amount of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of less than 216 milligrams, and selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 178.6 milligrams, period. There is no significant activity in the urinary sediments, and she denies any symptoms, any urinary symptoms or complaints, period. She is euvolemic, period. We reinforce continuation of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. Number 2, hyperlipidemia, which has improved since the last visit, but still presents with elevated cholesterol of 279 and LDL of 178. The patient says she had stopped taking the omega-3 fish oil, but will restart it, period. Number 3, prediabetes with A1C of 6% from 6.3%. We discussed the importance of adopting a plant-based diet, as well as reducing simple carbohydrates, as well as following portion control, period. This is managed by the diet. Next line, hypothyroidism. According to the patient, she would like to stop taking her thyroid medication. She states on the day of this exam, she had she had not taken her thyroid medication the day prior, period. He states she doesn't think she needs the medication and would like to come off of it. We recommended that before coming off of it abruptly, we should do a trial of holding the levothyroxine for 4 weeks and then repeat her thyroid level. And if her thyroid levels remain within normal limits after the 4 weeks period, then we may consider recommendations to discontinue it altogether, period. She denies any palpitations, constipation, fatigue, or any other associated symptoms, period. a next line, arterial hypertension with normal blood pressure of 139 over 9, with blood pressure of 30, with elevated blood pressure of 139 over 96. Period. The patient states her blood pressure readings at home or under control. We encourage her to continue monitoring her blood pressure levels twice a day and to bring the records to the next visit. Period. We also reinforced a low sodium diet. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks to repeat the thyroid panel. However, the rest of the labs will be completed in 4 months. And